You're listening to the Sanha call-in program on Radio Islam International. And we're joined on the line by Mulana Ridwan Vaid. If you have any queries, 072-786-1548. That is your best option on how to get it through to us. Or you could call into the program and you can have the questions posed directly to Mulana. We welcome Mulana to the program. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mulana, how are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah.
Last week you on some well-deserved break, Mulana.
I took a few days after Eid, and that's why I wasn't around.
Alhamdulillah. Mulana, are you able to update us? What's the latest developments at Sanha? What's the latest news and activities that have taken place in the last few days?
This past Friday, our team went to Kimberley, and we had an outreach program in Kimberley. Alhamdulillah, there were bayans that were given, the Jummah bayans that were given in various masajid. I think it was about six different masajid where the ulama spoke about the various aspects of halal. We also had an ulama program for the ulama of Kimberley and surrounding areas. In addition to that, there was a public program after the Maghrib Salah in one of the masjid in Kimberley. Where we introduced and basically the workings of the organization, a bit of the history, and then also the way we operate in terms of certification, inspections, etc. And then there's always an opportunity where people can pose questions, want to find out certain things about the organization. And so the Q&A session is always open, and a lot of the times, alhamdulillah, there are lively discussions and informative advices that are given and explanations so that people are aware and of the operations of Sanha and the decision-making behind a lot of the things that we do. So alhamdulillah, that program did take place this past week.
Alhamdulillah. So it's ongoing, these activities, and it's around this time of the year that Sanha does have outreach programs. You know, we've become accustomed to it around the Hajj period. In fact, around the Qurbani period.
What we used to, what we did for a few years was have programs specifically on Qurbani, the various aspects of Qurbani, Masail, etc., and also some important advices that we tend to miss out, you know, either through neglect or lack of education. And so we try to focus on that. This year we didn't have the Qurbani programs specifically, though we did send out literature and information, but the information or the programs this year was basically more focused on the general aspects and workings of Sanha.
Now we look at some of the queries that are coming through. Mulana, we begin with our first query. Is the pan palm cooking oil allowed?
Gee, that is halal.
Jazakumullah khair for that. The next one is with regards to clover cheese slices.
As far as clover cheese slices are concerned, the non-processed slices, those are halal. So that would basically be your cheddar, your gouda that would be sliced up, the normal blocks, and then they would slice those up. Non-processed, those are fine. However, the clover processed slices contain gelatin derived from non-halal sorted animals. Therefore, we don't approve of the clover processed slices.
And then the next one is Biogen multi vitamin capsules halal?
As far as Biogen is concerned, we have tried to source information from the manufacturer for quite some time now. Unfortunately, no information has come through, and therefore, we would not be in a position to be able to give advice on that particular product.
Next one is Orange Grove Mass and that's Orange Grove Mass.
As far as Orange Grove is concerned, we used to certify them, the entire range, including the yogurt. They decided a few years ago to use gelatin that we don't approve. So from then onwards, we ceased our certification of Orange Grove. And unfortunately, because we don't have any communication and any contact any longer, we are unable to give advice on any of their products.
Jazakumullah khair. Colgate mint floss.
The Colgate waxed flosses are halal. The consumers should ensure that the product that they purchase is a waxed floss and not unwaxed.
So what does it mean, Mal? What is the difference between a wax floss and a non-wax floss?
When we have the wax floss, what's used is a plant waxing on it. Unfortunately, on the unwaxed one, there is a different sort of coating on it, which is more often than not derived from animal sources.
Okay, so that gives us the explanation in that regard. The next one is this one that comes through. Just struggling to open it here on the WhatsApp. In the meantime, a reminder to listeners that our number is 072-786-1548. That is the number for the WhatsApp messages. And then if you'd like to call in, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. If you're only using SMS, then you can use our SMS number 48855. 48855. That is the SMS number. The query coming through via SMS, and it states that Nikki Chocolate.
Nikki Chocolate made by Beacon, that is halal suitable.
Then the next one is the spray and cook, and the cook and bake spray halal?
Both of those are fine. There's no problem with them.
And the next one is ensure allowed.
Yes, ensure supplement is allowed.
072-786-1548. If you'd like to send your query through to the program right away, the next query that comes through is with regards to the Fusion Dairy Fruit Blend.
Mr. Offhand, I'm not sure about that. Perhaps if they can call our offices and give us the details, we can try and follow up on that particular query.
072-786-1548, that is the number to dial. Is the Pizza Hut in Malaysia certified by Sanad? That's another query coming through.
Yes, we've recently certified that particular store. It is certified there.
Jazakumullah khair for that. The next query is, in fact, the question is, when will the Sanha AGM be taking place?
The Sanha AGM will be taking place on the weekend of the, on the 18th of 18th of this month. We will be having our AGM in Cape Town. So on Sunday the 18th, our AGM will be taking place in Cape Town.
Next query is the Ku Chakalaka.
Ku Chakalaka, that is fine.
072-786-1548, if you have any queries to send through. The Ever Fresh Full Cream Long Life Milk.
The Ever Fresh Full Cream... the milk that you're querying.
Yes.
The milk is halal.
The next query is with regards to Sesco Sam bread.
That is halal.
And then the Baker's Tennis biscuits.
No problem with that. It is halal as well.
072-786-1548. If you have any queries, here's another query coming through. It says, is my Baker pies?
My Baker pies, unfortunately, we don't have any association with them, therefore we are unable to comment on the halal status of that particular pie range.
The next query is with regards to the Procidin antioxidant capsules.
I'm not familiar with that. I'm not sure who makes it. Perhaps the consumer can give us the manufacturer's details, contact details, and we can try and follow that up. They're welcome to call us on 0861-786-111.
JazakAllah khair for that. The next one is with regards to Kellogg's cornflakes.
Kellogg's, as we've mentioned on numerous occasions, unfortunately the company does not want us commenting on any of their products, and therefore it becomes difficult to say anything on the Quellogg range of products.
Is Pharmatin halal? That's what it says.
Pharmatin, we don't approve. The Pharmatin has gelatin in it.
The non-yogi sip?
The non-yogi sip, that is halal food as well.
072-786-1548. If you'd like to call into the program, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. The lines are open if you have any query. The next one is that, are there any Sanha-approved chicken licken stores in Durban?
No. As far as chicken licken is concerned, we don't have any association with the franchise or with the head office. Therefore, we have not certified any of their stores, whether it be Durban or any other region. There are no chicken licken stores that are certified by Sanha.
Next one is that are there any McDonald's? Is the McDonald's in Crown Mine halal and the Burger King?
McDonald's and Burger King, both those franchises we don't have any association with. So we haven't certified them. What we must remember is our policy when it comes to franchise concepts is that we need to have an association with the franchise or with the head office, which ultimately decides and dictates what is going to be stored in the individually run stores, what promotions, what items, what has to be done. So in order to control that chain, we have to have an agreement with the head office. These few companies or few franchises that we've just mentioned now, Burger King, Chicken Licken, and McDonald's, Sanha does not have an association, so we can't certify any of their stores. However, we have certain franchises like Sears, Debonair, where we do have an association, Machacho's, and many others, where we do have an association and we've checked all the raw materials and we have an agreement in place with the head office. Therefore, individual stores may apply for certification to Sanha, and obviously subject to compliance, we will issue them with a certificate.
Okay, we have callers on the line. We go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I just wanted to know, can we take Osteo-Ease MSM?
As far as Osteo-Ease is concerned, unfortunately, if it's not a suitable for vegetarian one, then those products would not be permissible.
Oh.
It would have to be, it would have to stay suitable for vegetarian.
Okay, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Next query. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam, Mufti Sahab.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on air. What is it that you'd like to know?
I'd like to find out Dairy Bell plain yogurt. And the Parmalat plain yogurt, is it halal suitable because it contains gelatin? But then you get the honeydew one that's Sanha approved. I'll listen on air, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for responding, for putting through the question. Mulana?
Actually, as far as the Dairy Bell and Parmalat yogurts are concerned, those are both not approved by Sanha. Because precisely the reason the consumer mentioned, it does contain bovine gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals. Honeydew is certified by Sanha, they may consume that one.
Okay, Jazakum Allah khair for that. We go to our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
What is it that you'd like to know?
I would like to know if Movite instant porridge is halal.
Yes, Movite is halal suitable.
All the flavors?
Yes, all of them are halal.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair for all the callers calling in. The next one is the first choice vanilla custard.
That is halal suitable as well.
The next one is with regards to the Take 5 fruit juice blend.
There's no problem with that. You may consume it.
The duck biscuits.
Duck biscuits, the non-meat variants are approved by Sanha, so things like the original paprika, etc., those would be halal.
Jazakumullah khair. And then one more question coming through here on the SMS number. It says that is honchos in Impangeni, KwaZulu-Natal, Sanha approved?
No, that store is not certified by Sanha. We are in discussions with the franchise, but we haven't certified any individual stores yet.
Is Sanha certifying Israeli products?
No, we're not.
Okay, then another one says, is there any Sanha approved marshmallows?
Yes, the Candy's marshmallows are certified by Sanha. In addition to that, we certify the Candyland range made by Ismail Industries of Pakistan.
Is the McDonald's McFlurry halal?
As we explained a little earlier, unfortunately, when it comes to McDonald's, because we don't have an association with them, we're unable to comment on any of their products, including the dairy variants.
Okay. Then the next one that comes through via the SMS number on 072-786-1548, and we also have the WhatsApp number that we operating, and 488-55. So the next query that comes through is the moist custard powder.
That is halal.
Mulana, you'd like to share with us the details? Anyone has any queries throughout the week, anything, how do they get in touch?
Before I do that, as we mentioned, the Sanha AGM will be taking place in Cape Town. The time, the AGM will commence at 10 a.m. That is on Sunday, 18th October. Inshallah, the venue is Taronga Road Masjid Hall in Crawford, Cape Town. You know, we rotate our AGM between the three main provinces where we have offices. So the CAP is going to be hosted by our Cape Town office. And we urge and encourage people to come down on Sunday, 18th October at 10 a.m. at Taronga Road Masjid Hall, Crawford, Cape Town. Anybody who has any queries can contact our offices on 0861-786-111. You're welcome to email us, helpline@sanha.org.za. Our Twitter handle is @sanha_halal. Facebook page address is South African National Halal Authority. And our website, www.sanha.org.za.
Jazakumullah khair, Mulana. All the best for the week ahead, and we look forward to chatting to you next week.
Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That is Mulana Bilal Ridwan Vaid, in fact, with the Sanha call-in program, answering all your queries. And that brings us to the end of the program for this evening. Jazakumullah khair for listening, and we'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon.